Well, Cabot Citrus Farms is now emerging on what many people knew for years as the World of Woods Golf. And gentlemen, it's got to be very exciting to be a part of this new project. And Kyle, we'll start with you. You've inherited the course that people know as the Pine Barrens course, and it's got to be a great treat to be a part of that one. But since you've arrived, you've got even more work to do.
Yeah. No, we're having a lot of fun out there. It's a tremendously beautiful site across the board. The Oaks 21, where Mike kickstarted things, and then we got shortly afterwards on Barrens, and just beautiful sandy terrain, the kind of sandy soils that every architect dreams of working in. You know, very Pinehursty or Pine Valley-ish, but with the Florida vegetation, it's incredibly unique. It's not really like anything else. So we've had a lot of fun out there, trying to do some really, really fun strategic stuff, but also very playable and very enjoyable for the average player, and just lots of exciting, fun shots out there. So excited to show it off to everybody.
Well, Kyle, since I was here a year ago, the one thing that I notice is missing is it seems like a lot of trees have disappeared. And I know people are going to come back and say, where'd all the trees go? How many trees did they take out? Is there anywhere a ballpark figure you might have? Because it's really opened up the property.
Boy, I think one would need a PhD to count those all up at this point. We've been at it pretty hard. There's a lot of them. I actually don't know how many. There was the golf course was kind of part of a tree farm, I think, even before the Fazio course is here. And so they're planted a lot of rows that were intended to be harvested at some point along the way, and those harvests never occurred since they became golf courses. And so it was exceedingly dense vegetation out there. So we've tried to make it where it's more like little pockets of them that are kind of beautiful and kind of highlight the property as opposed to dominating the property. So, and with that, you know, a lot of space out there to play golf and have some fun, you know, really big wide corridors and a lot of space to knock it around without being out having to hack out from behind the trees. So, so yes, indeed, a very aggressive clearing effort.
Kyle, what's been the difference between this and the work that people know you for up in the Pinehurst Southern Pines area on Mid Pines, Pine Needles, and now the Southern Pines Golf Club?
Yeah, you know, there's definitely some correlations, obviously, the sandy soils, the beautiful pine woods and whatnot. But we're really not trying to copy any specific golf course for any of the three golf courses here. We have little influences that we're pulling from ones that we really love and like, but really we're just trying to put put together as cool and classic and interesting a golf course as we can. So there will be pieces of my golfing personality. You know, you are what you eat, and living in Pinehurst, it shows through in places out there. But we've also tried to make a point to do something that's really cool and unique and adds on to the kind of the regional palette of unique architecture.
Well, Mike Nuzio, tell us about getting a chance to work over here. It's another big project for you. Some people know your work from what you did over there in Texas down in the Houston area, but what's it like to be here and work with Kyle? And now you're even doing a little bit more work, both of you are, than you planned when you started the project.
Yeah, that is exceedingly exciting. Like, first and foremost, like working with Cabot, Ben and Daniel, I describe it that the entire team from our clients, from our builder, our new director of agronomy, and like getting to hang out every day with Kyle and Rand, and there's so much love of architecture all throughout the entire project. Like it's one of the rarest things I've ever seen, have that many people care that much about architecture, interesting golf holes, like not just the golf holes, but every square foot is architectural intent. And all about the customer's fast and firm experience. Our director of agronomy and our builder are known worldwide for some of the fastest and firmest playing surfaces. So this amazing land that we have, coupled in with that love of architecture, like there's going to be golf balls bouncing all over the place. So fast and firm, taking advantage of, I mean, there's 50, 60, 70-foot elevation changes across each of our three golf courses. So the golf balls themselves just automatically become super interesting when you get some really creative design, construction, maintenance. We're in love with all the golf holes, and it is our biggest goal. Like, when everyone comes to visit, they're going to play their first round, and they're going to all debate where to play their next round. Or even at their second visit, they're going to have a hard time figuring out where they want to go play. And that's our goal, really. So they're going to love all aspects of the property, and the dream team working together couldn't be more fun working with Kyle and Rand. We just get to to joke with each other, have fun, talk about, like, their encyclopedic knowledge of golf holes is, it's kind of silly. It's totally silly how many golf holes are all cataloged. I've been more of like a feel, a sense, and a place, kind of like the way I feel about golf. And like us working together, it's just, it's meshed really, really well. So it's like really been, it's, so sometimes I go and check out the Barron's course. Sometimes Kyle will come out and check 21. And like we've been, I love so much of what Kyle's doing. He's been excited seeing some of the funky. So with 20, I mean, I can get to that in maybe a minute, like some funky things over here. And then we're just getting to like share and work together and like high five each other, hand the ball back and forth. It's like, it's almost like the Statue of Liberty, like where we're running back and forth and everyone gets the ball here and there. It's been awesome.
Mike, tell us about the 21. But the 21 is really a 10 and an 11 and something called the Ace. Break it down for us.
Sure. Well, this initial piece of property that Cabot first allowed, asked to put as much golf in as possible, was the old executive course and some practice holes in the old range. And we were allowed to reimagine the entire site to cram as much inch. So before, like when I came here in the 90s, like I was giddy. I came here in the evening. I played every single hole on the executive course. I hit balls from each of the range sides. And I went and I played even the three practice holes, which were kind of, you know, they're like practice holes. There wasn't much to them. The putting course was kind of weird. But anyway, get to see it all, but then get to reimagine all, but to have it, all the golf, the architecture, to be as good as, like, that's a driver to come visit. Because so it really is interesting. There's a lot of creative things happening on the 21. So originally it was a 9-hole big course and a 9-hole wedge course, essentially. And as through the routing process, it just turned out that there was more room for more holes. So we went up with a 10-hole big course, which is 3,000 yards. More half-par holes than not half-par holes. And the Ace, so we have the 10, which is the big course, and the Ace, which is the 11-hole wedge course. So you can go out and play the Ace with a wedge and a putter, or you can play it all contiguous. You can start and finish. It makes a really good routing of all 21 holes. So we've got the Ace, some very interesting short holes that integrate well into the big course. So we'll have lots of so it's not just small holes. There's big features that blend in throughout the entire Ace experience. And it's going to be lit at night. It's going to be a bit of a party atmosphere in the evenings. And the big course plays around it with some of the more interesting features on that parcel. For sure.
Well, Mike, one of the changes that you talked about during the tour, and I know people are going to ask, are they keeping the circular driving range?
Well, the circular driving range did take up a huge piece, and we're hoping people don't come down to Cabot and stay in the cabins, the lodging, the luxuries. This is going to be awesome. We're hoping they want to spend more time than just hitting on the range. So we did, it's now a north to south traditional range. It's 400 yards long. It's expanded. It's improved. But we felt that the east and west, it's great for the PGA show to go have demo clubs, but really we're here to study, like to enjoy the architecture, have the customer come. So we were able to utilize that those small parcels of land that helped us to make that 10-hole loop. Without reconfiguring the range, we wouldn't really have been able to have that 10-hole loop.
All right, I will put this question out to both of you since you're sort of a team on this one. The architecture team on the Rolling Oaks course has changed. You're both now involved after not originally being involved, but it sounds like you're having a lot of fun pulling this part of the project together. Who'd like to talk about what's happening over at Rolling Oaks?
Why don't you kick it off?
All right, Mike.
Well, it's been, it is a dream team. The whole, like I described, the love of architecture from the top down through everyone that's out here, like how could you script it any better? I mean, I'm a huge fan of Kyle's, love his work, super creative, super interesting. Ran, I've known for a long time, and Ben, a long time. It's like peeling an onion. Every conversation we start, there's so many different layers of architecture. Like they're boundless with their interest in architecture, holes, places they've been, where's Kyle's worked. It's there is like, it's just, it never ends. It just, there's just more and more layers. The deeper we go, the more and more layers we find. And we imbue that throughout like every aspect, every hole, tee to green, shaping, landforms. It's awesome. I couldn't even describe, I could have never predicted how cool it's turning out. Mm-hmm. The experience working together, it feels like winning the lottery. It feels like winning the architectural lottery.
Yeah. Well, there's been some talk that you'll be open in December of this year. Do you think that timeline can be met? And by the time people come down for the PGA show in 2024, are they going to be able to book some tee times over here?
I think so. Yeah. This is Florida where you have the ideal growing environment. Everything comes in really nice and quickly down here. So super excited to be rolling out on Barron's and then Mike's workout on 21. And we're, as you saw today, you guys are really the first people that got a look at what we're doing on Oaks as well. We've just started to kick off action out there the last several weeks. So super exciting to have them all rolling now and everything's kind of perfectly on time for what we'd like to accomplish. So overall, I think it's just going to be a tremendous summertime and a tremendous next winter as we get them open up to show off so much different cool architecture. I think I've been super fascinated just peering on over, and I've gone around with Mike out on our 21 out there just to see what they have cooking. It all looks like so much fun, and obviously it's such a sandy site. We think we're gonna have some really, really unique stuff.
All right, and Mike, we're gonna take it back to you about the opening day of maybe December of this year.
Well, certainly December this year, because Our client has built this team. Our goals, we're going to meet our goals. And a shout out also to our building contractor, Don Mahaffey. When he has his contractor hat on, we call him Genghis Don. But when he puts his architecture hat on, he is like the most supportive person in the world because his love of architecture, fast and firm. So Don wears lots of hats: irrigation hats, construction hats, which, back to the Genghis Don. But they do call me Disco. Because I did plan a disco up at the top of the hill, and Kyle has a different nickname depending on how many root beers he had the night before. But
realized you were going to be in for some comedy with this one here.
Yeah. So, like our having, and then our director of agronomy, Steve Blake. I mean, they got him on perfect time. He's here helping from the beginning. So like everything of the team is for success. And you know what? Even the guy, the old maintenance crew. I mean, the existing maintenance crew. They have stayed. So we have a guy, Stefan. Stefan gets here 2 o'clock every morning and gasses up every piece of equipment for everybody. So, that's not normal for a contractor comes in and usually take care of their own stuff. Like the crew that's been here supports the entire team. So you can get more construction done if you have someone filling all the equipment at 2 a.m. And that's Stefan and Paul, the original mechanic. So there's a lot of internal support. So there's client support, the internal guys, it's almost like running three shifts. So, Kyle Shapers are, there's a shaping team, the shaping teams, and there's so much support from construction all the way through the existing maintenance crew.
How about the ownership group, guys? I know you've had the privilege of working for some great owners in the past, and Mike, with you in Texas, and I know, Kyle, you've done a lot for Kelly Miller over in Southern Pines. What's it like working with Ben Collin DeVore?
Pretty much a dream scenario in terms of clients. I've known Ben going back to Cabot Links. I worked on the first project that they did up in Nova Scotia, and I had such a great time working for them there that I knew the second that he called, this was going to be like perfect for a young architect. And so to have had him and then Daniel, so much fun to work with. The whole team here really has been fantastic. I mean, Mike's already gone through the list, but having so many people who are so passionate about architecture and want to do the project right, I mean, that's all that one can ever hope for. And we've had a lot of fun doing it. It's been a really great, fun group, and not just the architect, but really great personalities. So feel like on to that end, it couldn't be a better project.